From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. More than 27,000 rural acres near Yeehaw Junction in Florida's southern Osceola County has been gifted to the University of Florida to protect one of the last natural areas of its kind and to serve as a living classroom and laboratory for students and faculty throughout the university. According to MorningAgClips.com, Elizabeth DeLuca's contribution is among the largest gifts of real estate ever to any university in the nation. The surge of COVID-19 cases across America is creating a challenge as hospitalizations are now at record levels, and that is hitting rural hospitals especially hard. National Rural Health Association CEO Alan Morgan tells DairyHerd.com, rural hospitals are designed for primary care and general surgery, not pandemic surges. Morgan says standard protocol is once you need a ventilator and ICU treatment, you're transferred to a larger facility. Georgia Representative David Scott is one step away from becoming the first black chairman of the House Ag Committee. On Tuesday, the Democratic Steering and Policy Committee selected Scott over California Rep. Jim Costa in a 32-19 vote. AgriMarketing.com reports the Georgia Democrat must still be approved by the full Democratic caucus. Scott says every action of the committee must take a step forward toward building a more equitable, dynamic, and resilient ag industry that lays forth a new path for future generations. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.